This morning we're going to talk a little bit about David. Let's turn to Acts 13. Acts 13, verse 22. And when he had moved, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony, and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. I've been wanting to do David for a while, and I chose him. It'll probably be ongoing just because what he did in his life, you know, to be after everything that David did, for God to describe David as son after a man's own, after a man of his own heart. I mean, that's something that we desire, hopefully, in our life. You know, we fail. I fail every time. Fail a lot, and hopefully in our heart, through David, through his lessons, that we, you know, pray and ask for forgiveness and that we are forgiven. So the following words describe the heart of David as seen in his writings. So let's turn to Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Let's turn to Psalm 31, verse 9. This describes David as respectful. 31:9. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. Let's turn to Psalms 4. Psalms 4, verse 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in time that their corn and their wine increased. This talks about faithful. This one, let's turn to Psalms 23:6. 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 25, verse 11. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon me, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. It's unrepentant. Let's turn to Psalms 119:4. 119:4. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. That's obedient. Recognition. Let's turn to Psalms 9, back to Psalms 9:1. Psalms 9:1. I'll praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I'll show forth all thy marvelous works. Just a couple more on doing one on loving. Psalms 18:1. Psalms 18, verse 1. I will love thee, O Lord, with my strength. Psalms 27, 1. Psalms 27, 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then the last one we're turning to is Psalms 18, verse 3. I'll call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. There are many great Bible stories about David, who God called a man after his own heart. First time we see the young man David in the Bible is when the prophet Samuel comes to Jesse's house looking for the next king of Israel. King Saul had been rejected by God. Though he still sat on the throne, God said, let's turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 13. Verses 13 and 14. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established a kingdom upon Israel forever. But now the kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. In chapter 16 of Samuel, went to Jesse's house looking to anoint the new king. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 16. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee that what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled as he's coming. At his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab, and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not a man seeth, for a man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on in the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel, and said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. It shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants, and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning and plain, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and said, Send me David thy son, which is with thy sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul, and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, Let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. David was Jesse's son and the youngest of eight brothers. Samuel looked over the other brothers and knew that God had not chosen any of them. Samuel asked Jesse if there were any more sons to be considered. We can find that in 1 Samuel 16:11, which we just read. Samuel anointed David as king, even though he was still a young man. I believe he was just a boy between the ages of 8 and 12. After David was anointed king, he did not immediately take the throne. In fact, he was many years before David sat on the throne of Israel. Saul was still the king when the Philistines came to threaten the Israelite army in 1 Samuel 17. Goliath stood before the army of Israel and challenged anyone who dared to do a duel. David had been sent by his father to deliver food to his older brothers on the battlefield. When David arrived, he was justifiably angry that Goliath had slandered the God of Israel. Yet, none of the military men were brave enough to go against Goliath. Let's turn to 1 Samuel 17, verses 17 through 30. First Samuel 17, starting with verse 17. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their thousands, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage, and ran into the army, and came and saluted his brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Goliath of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them, and all men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, Have ye seen this man that has come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him after his manner, saying, So shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine own heart, for thou come down that mightiest see the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? And there is not a cause." And he returned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again after the former manner. David went to the king Saul to ask permission to fight the giant. The young man who stood before Saul gave testimony to the fact that God had helped him fight a lion and a bear to protect the sheep, to protect his sheep. He was confident that God would stand with him as he fought against Goliath. Though Saul probably did not believe David could do such a thing, he allowed David to go to the battle. Let's turn to 1 Samuel 17. We'll read verses 31 through 54. Psalm 17, we'll pick up with verse 31. "And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of his flock. And when I went out after him and smote him, I delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, Go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor and put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded the sword upon his armor, and he said to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, I am a dog that thou comest to me with staves. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give unto you our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose, and he came, drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and took thence a stone and slang it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof. and slew him, cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until they come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell down by the way to Sherem, even unto Gath and unto Ekron. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines, and they spoiled their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. The list that we went over earlier when we first started the exhortation, we're going over describing the writings of David and his what would describe David. Chapter 24 of 1 Samuel speaks of David's character. In chapter 24, I believe this would speak of David's character. Let's turn there. I just want to read verses 9 through 15. Verses 9 through 15. And David said to Saul, "Wherefore thou hearest thou man's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord hath delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave, and some bade me kill thee, but my eye spared thee. And I said, I will not put forth my hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Moreover, my father, see ye, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and kill thee not, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in mine hand, and I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. The Lord judge between me and thee, and the Lord avenge me of thee, but my hand shall not be upon thee. As saith the proverb of the ancients, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but my hand shall not be upon thee. After whom is the king of Israel come out, and after whom no and after whom dost thou pursue? After a dead dog, after a flea. The Lord therefore be judge, and judge between me and thee, and see, and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thy hand." Speaking about David's character, I have a couple verses in Psalms and one in 2 Samuel about the traits of David's character. We'll turn to Acts first. Acts 13. We're going to read verses 17 through 23. Acts 13, verses 17 through 23. "The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted thy people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after he gave unto them judges about 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Sith, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." Let's turn back to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verses 1 through 5. 2 Samuel 23, verses 1 through 5. Now these be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as a light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even morning without clouds, as a tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made me an everlasting covenant, order in all things, and sure. For this is my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Let's turn to Psalms 23. Verse 16. Psalms 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David was a faithful friend. Let's turn to 1 Samuel. Verses 1 through 5. It came to pass when he made an end of speaking unto Saul that the son of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. And Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. There are many things that can be seen in David's character that are significant to note. That our life's path is directly influenced by our faithfulness to God. No matter what situation we find ourselves in life, God provides equal access to His grace and forgiveness. David demonstrated that no matter where you are in life, when we ignore the will of the Lord, we make bad decisions. We can often have tragic consequences. However, God provides forgiveness and blessings even when we do not deserve it. By our faith in Him, we too can be a man after God's own heart. Thank you. We will continue into our memorial service by singing the hymn 152. According to thy gracious word, before thine agony, this will we do, our absent Lord, we will remember thee. Hymn number 152.